Case number 12810, JKJ Properties LLC seeks a special use exception to place an off-premise electronic message center, sections 11580, 11583.6, 115159.5, and 115161.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the north side of Beach Highway, approximately 725 feet west of Spruce Road. The 911 address is 16505 and 16507 Beach Highway in Ellendale. The zoning district is CR. The tax map is District 230, map 26, parcel 6.02. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
And Mr. Chairman, I will be recusing myself from representation on this case. Ms. Robertson is here this evening, so he'll step in my place.
Very good. Welcome, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you. Glad to be here as always.
Is my PowerPoint?
Yep. So,
okie dokie. If you want to get someone in.
Just say my name?
Yes, if you
all
want.
All right. James J. Weller, Jr.
And your place of residence?
10243 Webb Farm Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Thank you, Mr. Weller.
Thank
and,
you.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth this evening?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. The stranger. Hello.
Hello,
you can state your name and place of residence.
Lynn Rogers, 8585 Silver Miss Run, Melton, Delaware.
All right. And Mr. Rogers, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
All right. Mr. Davidson, do you also swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good evening, and again, for the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannonia Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. With me tonight, I am representing the application tonight for JKJ Properties. With me tonight is the owner of JKJ Properties, Mr. Jim Weller. He is also the owner of Weller's Utility Trailers, located in Bridgeville, Delaware. He also hosts a news talk show on the radio, 105.9, called Weller Does Delmarva. He is a longtime local business owner in this area, and he does help promote events, organizations, and small businesses in Sussex and Kent County. Also with me tonight is Mr. Lynn Rogers of Rogers Signs Company, located in Milton, Delaware. As introduced, this is a special use exception, and we know that a special use exception is to provide for adjustments in the relative location of uses and buildings to promote the usefulness of the regulations and to supply the necessary elasticity to their efficient operation. Special use exception is limited as to locations described in the zoning code, and special yard and height exceptions are permitted by the terms of the regulations. This project is located on the north side of Beach Highway, as it was introduced, tax parcel 23026, parcel 6.02. Mr. Weller does own the property that's on the east side of this property. It is zoned commercial as well. This property is zoned CR1, which is a commercial residential zoning district. This is, again, a special use under section 115-836C of the CR1 zoning code. Currently on this property, Mr. Weller's leases this property to Dry Zone. They occupy the large building there that's shown on the screen there with the parking and the trucks that are parked in that on the property. Just for some general housekeeping, there are no wetlands on the property. This property is in a flood zone X. And as I stated, that this property is fronting on Beach Highway, which is a major collector highway. And then according to the 2019 comprehensive plan, Route 16 or Beach Highway is a major east-west corridor within Sussex County. As I go through the slides here, I did submit a hearing booklet. It is on the record, and I do within those tabs are the presentation for this evening on this particular application. Under section 115-159-5B, there are requirements for the off-premise sign, and we are asking for an off-premise electronic sign this evening. So the front yard setback, the minimum front yard setback is 40. We are proposing a front yard setback of 51. And the reason we're doing 51 feet is because Beach Highway is a major collector, and in the future, DelDOT's going to require an 80-foot right-of-way. Currently, there on site right now is a 60-foot right-of-way, so Mr. Weller will have to dedicate an additional 10 feet. So this application provides for that additional 10-foot of dedication. So with the front yard setback being 40, we're currently showing the setback on this property to be 51 feet off of the existing right-of-way as it currently exists today, so that when DelDOT comes in and asks for that additional 10 feet, he'll meet the requirements of the setbacks for an off-premise sign. The side yard setback is 50 feet, and the closest side yard for this particular application, as shown on the site plan, is 150.94 feet from the side yard setback. This property is encumbered by tack stitches on the what is shown here on the screen here, which is there's a tack stitch that runs along here, and there tack this area in here is a tack stitch easement. And as you can see, we are well outside of the tack stitch easement that is encumbering this property at this time. So we are 150.94 feet from the side yard setback. On the on the other setback, we are approximately about 516 feet from the east setback line. One of the requirements under 115-159.5B1 is the setback from dwellings, churches, school, public land setback, which is 150 feet. We are 150.94 feet from the adjacent property. The adjacent property, as shown on this particular map here, is a large poultry facility, which you can see on the aerial on the right-hand side of the screen there. And we are in the house, the dwelling for this sits all the way up in the northern part of this property, way up here. But as the regulation states, we have to be 150 feet from the property of a residential district that has an existing dwelling on it. And this particular exhibit here shows you our distances from other properties that have existing dwellings on it. And as towards the west, we're 700 feet from that adjacent property. We're 1,200 feet and 1,100, as you can see, to the properties east of us where there are existing dwellings on those properties. That's the sign will be that distance away from there. It also talks about the setback from on-premises signs that are currently on the site. On this particular site here, the on-premise sign is approximately 320 feet from the existing sign that's located on the site. That minimum distance is 50 feet, so we exceed that distance as well. And again, this is a property that is some of the requirements of the zoning code talks about properties that are adjacent to roads which have less than four travel lanes, which Beach Highway is. It's only two travel lanes. So the setback to adjacent off-premise signs on the same side of the road is 600 feet. We are greater than 5,000 feet from any additional signs that are on our side of the highway within this area of the property. The maximum sign height is 25 feet. Our proposal, shown on the sign details that we've submitted for the record, shows that the sign will be 25 feet tall. The maximum square footage area is 6,000 square feet, which is 600 square feet, which is 300 square feet each side. The sign details that we've submitted show that the sign will meet that requirement. They will be 300 square feet on each side of the sign. A and we meet the requirement of 159.5B2, where it says a single off-premise sign structure shall support no more than one sign per side. So that's what we're proposing tonight. Under 115.161.1, electronic messaging center, under items number three, it talks about for all off-premise electronic messaging centers which are located on properties adjacent to roads which have less than four travel lanes, electronics shall not be erected within 1,200 feet of another off-premise sign. We are greater than 5,000 feet away from another electronic messaging sign, which is located on 113 out on the highway there, and I believe that sign is also owned by my client here, Mr. Weller. That's located out on the highway there. DelDOT requires 2,500 feet, and again, we do meet the DelDOT requirement of separation for an electronic messaging center from another electronic messaging center. Located in tab four of the hearing booklet, we do have a letter of no objection from DelDOT meeting their, so we meet their requirements as far as making the being for them to for us to be able to place a sign within a state highway system. Under 115.161.1c, the electronic messaging center shall follow the regulations shall apply to electronic is the changing of the intervals of the sign, and I have submitted on the record these two documents here that talk about how this sign will meet the requirements of 1A all the way through 1G when it talks about the interval of the sign, the brightness of the sign. So that does meet those requirements, and any questions that you might have, that's Mr. Rogers is here to answer those questions if you have questions about how that sign's going to operate on a day-to-day basis. As you know, on the application, there are criteria for special use exceptions, so such exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. As I already stated, that the adjacent property to the east is zoned commercial. The adjacent property on the north and west is a large poultry house facility. All other adjacent properties to this particular property are vacant. The sign is being placed near the middle of the commercial property, so we feel that the such exception will not substantially increase the hazard from fire or other dangers to said properties or adjacent property. It will otherwise impair the public health, safety, comfort, morals, or general welfare of the public, diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, or unduly increase traffic congestion on the public highways, will not create a public nuisance, or result in an increase in public expenditures. We also feel that the special exception will not constitute a hazard to the safe and efficient operation of vehicles upon the state highway. And again, as I stated, and it has received the approval from DelDOT meeting their conditions or requirements along state highways. And that the granting of this special exception for the off-premise electronic messenger center does not alter the zoning ordinance and only applies to this particular application under consideration, and this special exception is permitted in the CR1 district as listed in the zoning code, and all the conditions set forth in the code have been met. And with that, that's my presentation for this evening, and myself, Mr. Weller, and Mr. Rogers are here to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions?
Do you know what day construction is going to begin?
Come on.
Provided it's approved.
Yeah, providing it's approved. Depending on the...
Hold on, have you been sworn in yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't begin.
Go ahead.
Depending on the delivery of steel this time, that would determine it could be 90, 120 days. Hope sooner, but with the way steel is right now, it's a catch.
Okay. Right.
This is going to stay on this parcel of land. It's going to be on a separate parcel. It's going to be subdivided.
There could be an opportunity to subdivide the property in the future once the sign gets erected, but it is currently going to be located on this 6 acres of land.
Okay.
The goal here is for Mr. Weller to own the sign, so I think he's been asked by the tenants to dry zone to, if they could purchase their portion of the property. So if that's the case, then we would subdivide out. We'll meet all the requirements. We'll have to meet all the setbacks and all the other requirements if we do subdivide this out as a separate parcel in the future. But there is a chance that dry zone may want to purchase the property, but Mr. Weller's goal is to maintain and keep that sign for himself, for the business, for his business plan that he does and how he promotes what he does.
Sure. You said the parcel that the applicant owns, that's due east, the triangle piece?
Yeah, there's the triangle piece. He does own that piece. There is a house on there that he rents that house out currently, yes.
Okay.
It's also zoned commercial.
I believe that'll be the only, you might know this better than me, but that'll be the only electronic sign on 16 till you get to Milton?
Till you get closer to Milton, that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Robertson, is this for an indefinite period of time? Would this, or is, could that be something we could put a restriction on?
You could, I suppose. It's not by code. It's not a definite period of time. It is indefinite. You prove it. It's there. My concern about, at least I would ask you to think about, it, is if you're going to approve it with a time frame. I mean, these are substantial investments. You know, they're not temporary or portable by their nature. You know, we heard Mr. Rogers talking about the steel. I mean, there's, you know, the concrete footing, the steel you have to order, the electronics you have to have. So it's not something that is easily removable.
Thank you.
But there's no restriction on your part that it could be longer than 5 years.
No, right, yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Weller might want to come see us every 12 months.
For lunch.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12810 for JKJ Properties LLC? Operator.
Ms. Norwood, do you want to check on the operator just to see?
I think we have a new operator this evening.
We do.
Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12810 for JKJ Properties LLC?
No, we can't hear it. Oh,
was that, I wonder if that was the staff calling in for the test.
I can hear Amy talking.
Yeah.
That we had some technical difficulties. Everything should be good now. Call in, state your name and you have the floor.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Sussex County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Amy. We heard you loud and clear.
Thank you.
Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12810 for JKJ Properties LLC?
If there's anyone on the line that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this case, please dial 55.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions from the board?
Dr. Carson?
No, sir.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12810 JKJ Properties LLC and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12810 for JKJ Properties LLC for the requested special use exemption, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Second.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.